is covered with residue and his form is indistinct.
I assume the source of the danger has arrived, Ashley said.
Definitely, but it is a strange sort of danger. It does not seem ready to attack and kill. It is more subtle, much more subtle.
Walter set Excalibur's beam directly over the dragon's head.
Stay where you are, he shouted, or this beam will turn you into dragon bacon.
Amid the dying sparks, the dragon shook his body and cast off his black coat, revealing shimmering red scales. With its mouth wide open, its broad head shot forward. A flaming rope reeled out and snapped across Walter's arm, a fiery bullwhip that cracked like a rifle shot and shook Excalibur from his grip. Walter lunged for the sword, but the dragon spewed out another fiery rope and popped the whip near the hilt as it lay on the ground. Charon dashed forward and, sliding through the grass feet first, kicked Excalibur over to Walter.
"Way to go!"
he snatched it up with his uninjured hand. Charon leapt to her feet and rushed back to Ashley, calling out,
"Fry him, Walter!"
Ashley wrapped her arms around Charon and kissed her on the head.
"Don't ever scare me like that again!"
Shaking his wounded wrist, Walter took a step closer to his attacker.
"What do you say, Lizard, war or peace?" "You do not need a weapon," the dragon growled. "I will not harm you."
Ashley pulled on her mother's wing.
"Do you know him? Can you fight him?"
The Gosia stumbled backwards. "I cannot believe my own eyes."
A smile spread across the dragon's scaly face.
"Surprised to see me, my long-lost niece? Or have you simply forgotten your beloved father-in-law after all these centuries?"
"Father-in-law?"
Ashley squinted at the huge red beast.
"Aramos?"
Aramos bowed his head. "At least my granddaughter knows who I am, and she has never met me before." "If you mean harm to these children," the Gosia said, baring her teeth, "I will fight you to the death. If you are who you claim to be, then you know I am a warrior to be reckoned with. Even if I cannot defeat you, I will exact a toll from your flesh."
Aramos let out a deep-throated chuckle.
"Now, Thigosia," he said in a condescending tone, "this is no time for theatrics or modern trash talk. I have come to bring enlightenment, not harm."
"Impossible!" A shower of sparks flew from Thigosia's nostrils. "My danger sense has never been wrong."
"You sense danger because you fear what I have to say."
Aramos swept his spiny tail across the old foundation.
"When you saw my familiar shape material..."